Hi there, can I speak with Armani?
Who?
Is it Armani, sorry?
Yeah.
Or is it Georgina?
Georgina.
Georgina, sorry, for some reason, I don't know whether you applied on Facebook, but the name said Armani. Is it Georgina Smith, is it?
Yeah,
hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. Obviously, made an inquiry with ourselves in regards to, you know, the Scottish redress for the time you're in care.
Yeah,
no worries. So, I mean, all we do have to do today, to be completely honest, is just confirm a few details with you, take a very brief statement, and we can look at, obviously, like, getting this claim processed for you.
Okay.
So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Ms. Georgina Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, best email address that I've got is georginasmith962@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. Could you confirm your date of birth for me?
4/12/91.
4/12/1991. Brilliant, thank you. And just your door number and postal code as well?
11HG743DF.
Delta Foxtrot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Abercrombie Place, is that?
Yes.
Brilliant, thank you. So, yeah, what age was it when you was placed into care then?
I was 13.
You was 13 years old, no worries.
Yep.
So... So you would know your mother's and father's names then? Can you just confirm them for me?
Yeah, it's Margaret Smith and Michael Moriarty.
Michael Moriarty and what was your mother's name, sorry?
Margaret Smith.
Margaret. Perfect, thank you. Just one moment, sorry. Perfect, thank you. So just to confirm, where is it that you was placed when you was first placed there then, sorry?
So I went into Harley Home in Saltcoats.
And how long was you there for?
The first time I was there for about, I would say, a year. And then I got moved to McKellar Avenue Children's Home, and that's in Ardrossan. And then I was only there a couple of weeks and back to Harley Home until I was 16.
So you was more or less at Harley Home for the full, like, 3 years, or so. There was a little gap in between, was there then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still around, like, 2007, is that?
Yeah, 2007, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't mind, if you can just explain a little bit about kind of, you know, your experience there.
It was actually all right, but some of the staff weren't really that trained. Things that we say or stuff like that. McKellar Avenue, I was there 2 weeks, and then I experienced being raped, and they had to move me back to Harley Place during that time.
Okay, yeah. Sorry to hear that, by the way.
No.
So just to confirm, obviously, then, so you said that you was sexually assaulted when you was there, then, sorry, you was raped, was you?
Yeah.
By a member of staff, or was it by another person who was in the home, or...?
By another person in the home.
Yeah.
But nothing happened.
Yeah.
They just let it go.
They just kind of swept it under the rug and moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that as well, because that's, like you say, that's clear neglect by the staff as well. They should have made sure that, you know...
I got my records, so this is my second time getting my records. So the first time I got my records, so by my memory, the first time when we'd been abused was 2 weeks before my 8th birthday. By the first records I had, it was 16 months old, and then the records that I've just got was 2 weeks old, right? And this is the thing, I was still going back to my mother, even though they knew I was being abused. I had to go for my first STI when I was 2 weeks old.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And it's like social work neglect, basically. And even putting us into a home, it was just even more neglect.
What area was it that you was, you know, when you was a young'un, what area was it?
North Ayrshire, Salcos.
North is Falcos, was it? Because what we'll do as well is, just one moment, sorry.
Because see if you had to read my records, right? So in the home, like, if something happened and they got police involved, like, they would talk to you as if it never happened. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's on your head, so just like, you're just accusing this person. And through reading a bit of my records, I've not read them all, but through a bit of my records, it's always, Georgina is saying this and saying that. It's all not factual. And then on the records, you've got abusers, like the males who abuse me, actually saying on record to social work, it's all there on record, but again, they never would help.
It to the social workers?
Yeah, it's in my files, in my social files.
And they've not even, like you say, that's absolutely disgusting, isn't it? They should be put in prison.
They didn't even get the police involved. They didn't do nothing.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
They haunt me back to my mother.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to make a note just to say, because obviously... Would you claim for when you was in care, but your social services were sending you back to a place where you was getting abused and things like that?
Yeah.
Then we can also claim against that as well, because that's clear neglect as well, you know? They should have,
I really want to do something to, like, try and, like, help in the future because of the mistakes that they have made, because there is a lot of neglect by social work services and care workers and stuff. They could have done more, like I was a bit of a rogue back then, like, running away to the home and stuff like that, to get to my brother and my gran, like I absolutely adored my brother and my gran.
Yeah.
And I kept running away and that, but they could have done more, I think, like adopted me out to the middle of nowhere and gave me a chance in life, instead of keeping me there and keeping the whole abuse. I mean, even the care home sent me back to my mother at one point.
I'm just trying to make a note of this as well. No, it's okay, don't worry. But you said that obviously you was 2 weeks old then when you had your test on the record. That's when you first ever had a test.
STI test, yeah.
God, I'm sorry to hear that as well, but like I say, I'm just going to make a note of that, because like I say, social services knew about these things.
Yeah.
There's even somebody admitting it within their records.
Yep. I've got a bit of records here.
And they still sent you back to the people who were doing them kind of things to you.
Yep. See, my art therapist, I ended up, because of my lifestyle and because social work just never helped me, even through care, so you get through care after care. I think you might know that.
Yeah.
But you get through care after care, which doesn't really help at all. So I ended up, like, back with my family and back in that whole circle, and I ended up actually going to prison for a long time. It's 2 years in July since I've been there.
Right.
Because I got myself in a situation at a house party where somebody was murdered and a lot of years got done with it.
She was there at the time as well.
Yep. So a lot of things was going to court since then. And again, there's no help for it at all, no even for the social work. It knew all my history. But it was a way out for us, but that's what I'm wanting to change for somebody else. Do you know what I mean? I want to be that person to talk to everyone and be like, listen, I've been down that road. You've got to end up where I've been. Like, you don't want that. But I want to change the system because it's wrong. But they do, it's wrong.
Absolutely, I agree. Like you say, the fact that they'd had somebody admitting to sexually abusing you when you was a child, yep, and they put you back in that situation alone is, even the people who've done that should be put in prison for that, you know what I mean? Let alone the person who's actually, yep, sexually abused you. The social services people who've said, yeah, yep, it's safe for you to go back there, they should be put in prison as well for something like that.
Yeah, you know? definitely.
Yeah.
But that's, I've always said, like, I've not got to take it as far as, like, coming to yourselves and stuff, because something needs to change, because what's the difference is that social worker and the person that abused me, they're, yeah, putting me back in the hands of an abuser.
Yeah.
They're also, they're abusers as well by doing that, knowing,
yeah,
that's got to happen. Because you can't go for an STI with a wean at 2 weeks old and go, oh, that's all right, on you go.
Yeah, how do you just continue like that's normal and allow,
yeah,
with a little baby, they shouldn't allow in, you know, you're back in the hands of the parents if that's the case. If
not, they should have took me straight away,
yeah,
when I was,
yeah,
2 weeks old, but they kept,
exactly,
me in that situation right up till I was 13, and then it actually continued, and it even, like, the last time I was raped was in prison as well, and again, they were not in the, it's like this circle is, It falls in the system. It's like a system thing. Again, that person was never charged. That person actually got moved to the outside houses and got their parole after raping me in prison.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And again, the system never done it, and it's just like they put it under the rug. And this is really the system needs to change, because too many Waynes is being harmed, and too many Waynes is actually being murdered, and people are getting, what, at least 5 years for murdering their own Waynes and abusing their Waynes. It's no right.
Yeah, no, of course, completely agree.
And the social work, like, I actually just passed my adult social work there,
yeah,
working with vulnerable adults, so I'm actually doing that to see what they're doing, and that's pretty hard, and I think they do their qualifications, and it's that hard that when they actually go to work, they're just like, no, we've done the hard bit, which is the qualification. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I feel by doing it myself, so I'm doing things to see from their,
yeah,
point of view.
Trying to make a,
mean,
change, and like I said, go in there yourself and see what can be done, like.
Yep. Yep, definitely, but I want to try and get my story out there, and I want to try and save another child, like.
Yeah, no, of course, that's amazing as well, like you say, if you can, because you
and
know.
And, like, I know you guys
to
can help with that, do you know,
yeah,
what I mean, for me to try and get that far, to try and help people and get my story out.
Yeah, so obviously with ourselves, you know, we are an independent solicitor, so we will just be making a,
yep,
claim for, obviously, for what has happened to you and the neglect from the social services and things like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know. Obviously, going what you've gone through, no amount of money is going to, you know, compensate,
no,
anything what you've obviously experienced. But
no,
just so you are aware, the average refund at the moment is, you know, between like £42,000 and £68,000. So obviously, I'm sure, you know,
I mean, even if I got £68,000. It's still no got to change what happened, do you know what I mean?
No, exactly, yeah. Like I said,
it's not got to make life a bit easier to live, but it's not got to change the fact that the system has let me down.
No, exactly. I completely agree with you, like I say. I think, honestly, I'd say 95% of the people that I speak to when I'm doing this job say the same. They say, it's not really about the money. You know, I want somebody to acknowledge that what they did was wrong and they did mess up. You know?
But they deny it. This is the thing, like, I've faced the social work, and they deny it to your face. And
yeah,
I lost my two kids, and when my two kids got took after me, and my boy was born in 2011, my girl was born in 2012, and I had a recording, I don't have it anymore because I went to prison and stuff, but I had a recording of a social worker, my Wayne social worker, saying, if I never admitted I got abused when I was younger, I would still have my kids. So because I was abused, that's why my kids are took after me.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense, does it?
No. So it's basically because you speak out and try and get the help through the police,
yeah,
through the system, which they don't help, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it then affects you for being a mother. Because if I ever had the chance to be a mum, that's all I want is a chance to be a mum. I would love that woman, I would protect that woman, an abuser would protect that woman to the highest, even more than a normal person, a normal parent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you know kind of what horrors there are out there. You've been wanting to look after your child a lot more.
Yep. But I lost my two kids because I'm either got abused when I was younger. That was their excuse.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. That's absolutely ridiculous.
So the fact that the abuse when I was younger, that always keeps like getting used against me in a way. Like can't even mum or try to move on in life, it just keeps getting used against you, and it's like, I feel like I'm the one that's done all this abuse, know the fact that I'm not the survivor, I'm not going to say victim, because I don't like that word, but the survivor of it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem.
It just seems like I'm the one
they're treating you like you're a danger to the kids when, absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
Where actually they should have done there.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And just to confirm as well, in regards to like the details and things, that's everything that I will need. So thank you for obviously taking the time to discuss that. I can appreciate, it's not an easy conversation.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm used to telling my story, so it's like...
No, fair enough, yeah. So obviously, just one more thing as well. I know you might suffer from like some kind of pre-existing medical condition. But you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
What do you mean?
Like, say, like, cancer or, something that's, like,
I've got post-concussion syndrome. It's a part of brain damage. That is due to the abuse when I was younger. It's basically, like, the baby rattle. Have you heard that?
Right.
The baby brain rattle.
Right, yeah.
It's like the shake baby thing.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's post-concussion syndrome. I'm on medication, so I can do the thought through the back end as well, due to the abuse. And that's long-term, that's life.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that as well, by the way. And just one more thing as well, obviously. If, touch wood, if anything was to happen to yourself during the next, 12 months or so, the amount of time that it takes us to make this claim, would you just put a beneficiary down on the system, somebody who would receive this money instead of yourself?
Yeah, but it would be Cam Black.
Cam Black. And should I just put your
Karen,
number down?
Karen, sorry.
Oh, Karen, sorry. And, shall I put your number down for now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Where is?
But I'll let her know, you've got her contact and explain to her, what it's about in case anything happens, so she'll receive the money.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, hopefully, you won't be going anywhere anyway over the next 12 months.
I know.
Not
going to happen to me in 12 months.
Drinking.
Definitely no.
Yeah.
No
worries. Yeah, so basically all that's left in order for us to, get this claim process for you, Georgina. It's just
three more things.
Yeah, no worries. We do just need basically from yourself a proof of ID, so any kind of photo ID, driver's license, passport, bus pass, anything like that. And also just any kind of proof of address that you've got as well, any letter that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so if you can do me a favour, if you can just send those over on WhatsApp for me now, if you can just take the pictures and send them over.
Just your friends? Your WhatsApp?
Yeah, the one that I just messaged you on a moment ago, yeah.
Great, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Whilst you're sending them, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a form sent out to your text as well for you to sign, and once that's signed, that'll be everything done for you, okay?
Great, okay.
Yeah.
Great,
no,
that's perfect.
In a moment, then. Thank you.
Great, bye.